We know that if a person, let's say, drinks wine, so the beracha haruna would be Baruch Ata Hashem al Aris va'al Piri Gefen. The question is, what if he drinks wine from Eretz Yisrael? Say the wine is from grapes of Eretz Yisrael. Or for that matter, let's say a person eats fruit, and the fruit are from the species that you make beracha haruna mi'ain shalosh, but the fruit grew in Eretz Yisrael. So what is the beracha aharona? Well, normally on a fruit that grows in Chutz La'aretz, the beracha aharona is ala aretz v'ala perot. But does it change if the fruit grew in Eretz Yisrael? And for that matter, if a person is eating grains, that, a piece of cake, so the beracha aharona is ala aretz v'ala mechya. But the question is, let's say he's eating grains that grew in Eretz Yisrael. So the Bein Ish-Chai discusses this in Parashat Mas'eh, Halakha Aleph, and I quote, and he says, "V'hamisha minim elu shegadlu be'eretz Yisrael atzma, if the species themselves grew in Israel, ben im ochlam be'eretz Yisrael, ben im ochlam be'chutz la'aretz. Doesn't matter where you're eating them. Doesn't go where you're eating them. It goes where they grew." Chotem venodeh, etc. al haaretz ve'al peroteha. Baruch ata Hashem al haaretz ve'al peroteha. V'imochel minem mezonot shegadlu be'eretz Yisrael atzma. You're eating grains that grow in Eretz Yisrael. Chotem al haaretz ve'al mechieta ve'al kalkalata. So the Ben Ish-Chai says two hadushim over here. Number one, you have to say mechieta, which is the mechia of Eretz Yisrael, and he is also chotem Mechieta ve'al kalkalata. We'll get back to that text in a moment. V'chen u'adin b'yayin. Achar sheshata k'shi'ur shesarich beracha me'en shalosh. Al ha'yayin shel chutz la'aretz. If the wine grew outside of Israel, yachtom. Baruch ata Hashem al ha'aretz apri ha'gefen. V'al yayin shel Eretz Yisrael, yachtom al ha'aretz al peri gafna. So therefore, really, a person has to be cognizant of where the food is coming from. A lot of the wines that we drink are wines of Eretz Yisrael. Now, if a person is just going to have the wine itself, so therefore he has to be specific in the beracha, I'm not to say, Ba'al peri gafna. For that matter, it's quite common that people eat fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael. Olives, for example, they get from Eretz Yisrael. Or he eats oranges from Eretz Yisrael. Well, oranges are not going to have a problem, because oranges are borei nefashot. But when it comes to the olives, it's one of the species. And therefore, dates, or figs, or things like this, where people have from Eretz Yisrael, so one's going to have to be careful that in the Beracha Harona, he's going to say that ve'al ha'aretz ve'al peroteha. Now the question is, what about if people eat mezonot stuff in Eretz Yisrael itself? What's the question? Most of the produce of Eretz Yisrael and the grains are imported. They're not actually grown in Eretz Yisrael, except maybe for, let's say, the matzah shemura and things like that. But most of the other things are imported from foreign countries. Therefore, the halakha says that in Eretz Yisrael, when you eat a mizonot item, you make ala aris v'ala mechya, because you go after the majority, unless you know explicitly or specifically that it grew in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Racham Vadya's posek in Chazon Ovadya, the laws of Berachot and of Kuf Tzadibet. I'll read that inside. Ha'ochel shi'ur kezayit perot meshivat taminim shenishtabeha b'hem ha'aretz chotem b'beracha ha'aruna la'aretz ha'peroteha v'chena shoter v'yit yayin shel Eretz Yisrael chotem ala aretz ha'pri gafnaha aval ha'ochel pataba b'kislin שעשוי מסתם דגן מחמש תמינים חותם בברכה אחרונה על הארץ ועל המחיה, כי רוב הדגן של ארץ ישראל הוא מובא מחוץ לארץ. Since the majority of the dagan is brought from chutz la'aretz, stab, when a person eats grains in Eretz Yisrael, the beracha would be ala mechya. Now it should be noted as well that if a person now, let's say, makes this beracha harona, what is the proper way to be chotem? The Ben Ish-Chai says the proper way to be chotem, the beracha is Baruch Ata Hashem, ala aretz v'ala mechya v'ala kalkala. He adds the word v'ala kalkala. However, that is not the opinion of Hakam Ovadya, as he brings in Chazon Ovadya Daf Kuf Tzadi Chet, where he says, בנוסח ברכת על המחיה, יש לחתום ברוך את השם על הארץ ועל המחיה, ולא יותר. And he says that that is the opinion of Harambam, that's the opinion of the Rif, the Rosh, the Ra'avaya, the Orzarua, the Pardes, the Sidur of Rashi, the Samag, the Ra'a, and many other Rishonim as well. And therefore the proper text, he says, is not to say, על הארץ ועל המחיה ועל הכלכלה. יוסף ברוך את השם על הארץ ועל המחיה, period. And of course it would be from grains of Eretz Yisrael, one would say, מחייתה. So again, just review this halakha, one should be careful to know exactly the origin of where the fruit is coming from. It doesn't matter where you're eating the fruit, which means somewhat to argue and say that if you're eating, let's say, a fruit of Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, you make ve'al peroteha. That is not the case. It doesn't matter where you're eating it. It depends where the origin of the fruit grew. And therefore, if a person is eating a fruit of Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, it's the regular barakha ba la'aretz ba la perot. But again, on the wines, it turns into gafna, and in the grains, it turns to mechiyata, and the conclusion of the barakha is just al'aretz ba la mechiyah, period.